Welcome to the Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. Don't forget that you can support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.com/donate. And also, we are on locals.com. So click the link in the description to help support our work. And thank you all for supporting us. I do appreciate it. I have with me today Loza Alexander. He is a rapper best known for his song, Let's Go Brandon. Loza, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Amazing. So there are a number of people who made that song, Let's Go Brandon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide to make that song?
I thought it was hilarious, number one. I thought it was funny, you know, and I'm really, you know, good with sampling and stuff like that. Nobody at that time had put out the song, so, or sampled it, or, you know, made fun of it or anything like that. So, you know, I jumped straight to it and, you know, used my producing skills, put it together. And I honestly didn't even think it was going to blow up at all. I had no idea. I was just like, this is going to be funny. You know, I thought it was just funny, humorous, you know, get people to dance to it. And then I woke up like 3 days later and I was on Fox News, but I didn't know. Somebody called me and it was like, you're on Fox News right now. I was like, yeah, right. Well, I was like, yeah, right. I ain't on no Fox News tripping. And a couple of days later after that, I just started spreading everywhere. And I was like, wait a minute, what the heck? This song blowing up. And it got over a million views in like 2 weeks or something like that. It was crazy. But yeah, and I, you know, I want people to wake up to what's going on in the world. There's a lot of stuff in politics that people don't understand, and people believe in the news and stuff like that, and they're not really honest with us. So
yeah,
that's another motivation behind the record too. You know what I mean?
So you were the first to make it. Amazing, man. What's important to you?
What's important to me, man, is our people. You know, our people to wake up to what's going on. I think, you know, the African-Americans especially are, you know what I mean? They're like targeted, you know what I mean, when it comes to the Democrats, and they use us for votes. They'll never come through. And, you know, I come from poverty. You know, I come from the hood. I guess where I grew up at. And, you know, I always want to make a difference, make a change. So that's important to me. And family's important to me mostly, man. That's like number one to me.
Right.
That's why I'm here too. Healing, you know what I mean? Being across family and good relationships, positive energy, stuff like that.
Amazing. And so when you say you want to wake up our people, you mean the blacks or all people?
Black people, but all people too.
But you meant the blacks.
I think, yeah. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like African-American people are used targets. Like they use racism and they rape.
Yeah.
Like without that power, I don't think they would have much power. You understand what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, like especially celebrities, they use African-American celebrities to get the black people to vote and stuff like that. And that's what they always target. So I think that's important. But, you know, it's not just about, to me, like, it's not just color, obviously. Like, there's a lot of people of all different types of color that don't understand what's going on in politics, really. So,
yeah.
But,
what is wrong with the blacks that they don't realize they're being used? After all these years, why can't they see that they're being used?
Pride. Race baiting. If you use race, that'll make anybody jump. If you use our history, that'll make anybody jump. You know what I mean? Like they can't see past white. That's the problem. And it's because our history. They use our history against us. Like when I was a kid, you know, in high school, I learned about Kunta Kinte getting whipped. Why do you need to push? I understand history. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know your history, know where you come from. I get that. You know what I mean? For educational purposes. But I feel like they just try to like push it in our brains and make us feel like victims. Like, you can't make it. You can't get this far. And I think after a while, it's just like, you know what I mean? When I get brought up again, like, it was a white man's president. We don't never get a black president. They gave us a black president. What'd he do? Nothing.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know what I mean?
He didn't
do nothing. So it's like, come on, man. Like, they keep using race as history. Like, you know what I mean? I think that is a strong power.
Amazing. And so are you are you conservative now or Democrat?
I'm conservative, but I'm for the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like from what I promote, you know, how my fans are and what they love, you know, it may seem like I'm just like super right wing, whatever, but like I'm just for the people. And at the end of the day, it's what serves the American people, period. You know what I mean?
And have you always been conservative? Because most people, most blacks are Democrat, and then they become conservative.
Sorry to cut you off. No, I definitely wasn't conservative always. Like, I used to be on the other side. I didn't like Trump at one time, actually. It was like a little before, probably all the times before 2020, but 2020, I talked to a good friend around July. And, you know, we talked about politics, and I just dug in from there to do my own research and stuff like that. And I ended up finding out a lot.
Yeah.
But, you put two and two together, like, Trump ain't the only celebrity that got bashed, you know what I mean, for trying to go against the narrative. There's Dr. Sebi, there's Tupac, there's all kind of the other people that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
amazing. And so once you became conservative, did your family get upset at you? Did your friends and things, they get upset at you for becoming conservative?
Yeah. My mom, my dad, family members, cousins, all kind of people, but they would stop talking to me, you know what I mean? But my mom, my dad, like, I had to talk with them, you know? I mean, they're immediate family, so they would talk to me, and they actually like Trump now.
Oh, they do?
Me and my sister. Yeah, they actually like him now. But the rest of my family, cool. Like, everybody's cool. They just, you know, don't agree at this point. But in the very beginning, it was like they weren't trying to, like, mess with me, talk to me, nothing. So.
And did that make you want to change your mind, or were you persistent in doing what you need to do?
Nah, man. Like, I'd rather be right. I'd rather be right. And I feel like eventually they'll catch on.
Yeah.
Eventually. Because they're gonna do a lot of stuff. And I don't think their plans are going to work very well, I mean, in my opinion. You know what I mean? I think it's going to backfire. More people are going to start waking up. So.
Amazing. You know, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
And you are a Christian. How do you know you're a Christian?
Man, I have a long history with God, man.
With God?
I have a long history with the relationship with God, man. I actually grew up in, like, the church, you know what I mean? And I've never been, I ain't going to say, like, I'm not no, like, saint, you know what I mean? Like, I still mess up. I think that's the difference between me and other Christians. Like, you know, my platform, I tell my fans all the time, like, I'm not perfect, you know? But how you know you're a Christian, I would say, man, one time I felt the Holy Spirit. It was the best feeling I ever felt in my life. You know, praying in tears and crying and praying. And it's unexplainable, as people say, man. It's just an overwhelming sense of joy, happiness, but not in a way you would think. Like, not like winning $1 million. You know what I'm saying? It's like unexplainable. It's unexplainable. And I've only felt it a couple times in my life. And when you feel that, man, it kind of just, you can't go back. You just know it's real. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just, it's in your heart. I can't explain it, but you just know.
But you had this this feeling from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But you can't you can't describe what it is, what it was.
Yeah, man. Like, it's, you know, when you're praying like that, you just, it's like a huge amount of joy, man, on a level that you can't describe. That's the only way to really explain it.
Uh-huh.
It's like confirmation, you know what I mean, to all your answers. You feel like you're taken care of. You're understood. God's hearing you. That's the only way I can really explain the Holy Spirit. I don't know if anybody can explain the Holy Spirit, to be honest with you.
And so did that feeling go away after a while?
You know, that's a real good question. It don't go away. You just get caught in your flesh and you understand, like, you know it's real, but you just impatient. You know, us being our flesh, we're impatient. We want things now. When it don't happen, we get upset. It's kind of like, you know, God is like your parent. You know what I mean? We had parents and we were bad as kids. You know what I'm saying? We know we're not supposed to do something, but we do it anyway. It's kind of like that. But, you know, like, I guess for me, man, like, I don't want to go to hell. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want God to turn me away. So that's just keeps me balanced, even though I feel like it's going away or it's not present, especially me having blood cancer. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, God, like, I went through enough. Why do I got blood cancer out of nowhere? I've been helping my whole life. Where did this come from? You know what I mean?
But you said that you feel like you have a long relationship with God, right?
Yeah.
And what's that feeling of a long relationship with God? What does that feel like?
You're understanding that he's real. He is there. I think it's just the tricky part is trying to figure out why you go through the trials and tribulations you're going through and when is it going to end. But the feeling of God just not existing, he's not real, right. It's made up. Those thoughts are like way gone. Like, you know what I mean? That those things don't exist. But it's more so just why. But it's different for everybody. Some people just go through enough and they're like, okay, I don't believe in this anymore. This ain't real. Like, God, this is not in my life anymore. You know what I mean? So I just kind of function that way. Like, just, okay, like, he's real, but I may not understand what I'm going through, but it's going to happen. Something's going to come out of this in the good. Like, it's happening for a reason. And if it's my time to go, I just want to be with God, you know, and at the end of the day.
So do you believe that God caused you to go through things?
On purpose, yeah.
You believe that God purposely caused you to go through things?
Not in a sense. No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, because the world is sinful. You know, the world has evil. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with God. You know what I mean? Like, they put stuff in our food. There's diseases and stuff like that. I think God has control. Like, you can, just like Job, you can do this to him. You can take his wife, you can take his kids and get him sick, but you can't kill him. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, as to show the devil, like, he's mine. He doesn't belong to you. And that he gives you blessings tenfold if you can survive through it, if you can pray through the storm. I truly do believe that, even though it was really challenging. But I don't think God just, like, is down here, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but what do you mean when you say God caused you to go through things on purpose?
Well, in a sense, like, testing my faith. I think that there's, you know, just like the story of Job, like I said, I think that there's certain things that, you know, God may allow, or there's certain things that has nothing to do with God. Like I said, like, there's evilness and there's disease in the world that man created, that sin created. So, you know, and trying to understand it day by day. I ain't no Christian professional, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, study as much as I can. And
you give me an example of something that God caused you to go through intentionally? He purposely caused you to go through something. Can you give me an example of something?
I think the best thing I could say, like, if I do something, like, I don't know, like, if I do something that I shouldn't do, let's just say, like, drinking alcohol, you know what I mean? Before I got diagnosed, I was drinking alcohol. I wasn't all crazy alcoholic survivors. I know people like that, but, like, I would drink every other day. I would drink. It's free will. God allow you to do that. But when I get sick or something happens to me, you know what I mean? It's like a wake up call. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when the Bible says, and when you sin, like, sin is the cause of death. You know what I mean? That's the price you pay when you sin. So, like, you know, when I find out I have blood cancer, I'm like, damn, you know, I've been drinking since I was a kid. You know what I mean? That's something I shouldn't have. God allowed it to happen. He didn't take my life, but he allowed it to happen. And then now I wake up and I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have been doing that. That was a bad thing.
Are you saying that God allowed you to drink, but he didn't cause you to drink? Are you saying that?
It's free will. It's free will. You know what I mean? You drink, that's on you. You know what I mean? Like,
you believe you have God a free will?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a free will?
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't you will yourself to be healed?
Discipline. Discipline.
I'm sorry?
Discipline. That's the word, discipline, man.
So if you have a free will, why don't you will yourself to be disciplined?
It's, you know what I mean? It's hard. I don't know how to explain.
But if you have a free will, why is it hard?
I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, a crack addict. You know, they got a free will too. They can stop doing the crack, but they can't. You know what I mean? They need that high every day. And they have the free will too. It's just addiction. You know what I mean? It's flesh. That's what's so bad about our flesh. Our flesh is powerful. It is powerful, 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 powerful. It just takes a strong mindset, takes discipline like crazy, crazy discipline. I mean, I say that in all caps. I think discipline is a really huge thing.
What makes you think you have a free will? What makes you think you have a free will?
I can go sin if I want to. I can smoke. I can drink. I can curse.
And can you not go sin if you didn't want to, since you have a free will? Do you will yourself not to sin?
It's choices. You know what I mean? You can. And I think it's just a choice. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's to me, it all boils down to a person's morals too, man. Like if you allow God in your life, morally, some things aren't attracted to you anymore. Like, you know, once you start getting closer to God, like you think about like, I don't know, addiction to porn or addiction to having sex with this woman or addiction to weed and stuff. You kind of fall back. You know what I mean? A little bit like, you know what? Morally, I don't feel right anymore. I used to, but now I don't. So I think that's how it really works. And it just kind of changes your character and changes your spirit. So, and you let that dwell in you.
You can will yourself not to sin?
You can, yeah. So I ain't perfect. I struggle every day with stuff, man.
But but if you have free will, why are you struggling if you have free will? Just say, hey, I'm not going to sin, and don't sin. I will myself not to sin. Why don't you do that? If you have a free will,
flesh, and it's always going to be flesh and discipline, man. There's addictions. It's just hard for us. I think.
Is it possible you don't have a free will?
What was that?
Is it possible you do not have a free will?
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that. I'm asking, is it possible that you don't have a free will?
I don't think so. I would hope not. I hope that's not the case.
But then if you notice, you have never willed yourself to anything that's good and permanent.
I mean, from time to time, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you do. You know, like praying is willing yourself to something that's good and that's permanent, right? Or, you know, good habits. You know what I mean? Like recently, I'm like, you know what? This is just recently too, because I've been like back and forth with my diet since I've got blood cancer. But I woke up one morning, I was like, I am not eating this anymore. I'm just not going to do it. I don't care how dissatisfied I am. I'm not eating any of these, no sweets, no carbs, no sugar, cold turkey. I'm eating quinoa and vegetables and fish sometimes, and that's it. I've just had enough. You know what I mean? Sometimes it goes away and I'm like, okay, I can have this little piece of this cupcake, just a little bit. I'll have this a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's so just you're not willing yourself to do that. You still eat it sometimes.
Sometimes you just want to. You feel so, you know what I mean? You feel just, you know, excluded from everybody. Because, you know, especially my family, you know, they're eating stuff that I want to eat. And I'm just like,
where did you get the idea that you have a free will? Where'd you get that idea from?
Growing up in church.
Well, they lied to you. They lied to you.
Why you say that?
Because you don't have a free will.
What? You gotta explain that to me, man.
You don't have a free will.
You got to. Like, you could choose to do whatever you want. That's the part, right?
If you could choose to do whatever you want, you would choose to heal yourself. You would choose not to eat the cupcake. You would choose not to do the thing you don't want to do. And you say to yourself, I'm not going to do it. But eventually you start doing them again.
Oh, there's addiction and there's flesh, though.
But free will should overthrow addiction or anything else if you have a free will.
Not if there's Satan. Not if there's demon spirits.
So are you saying your free will can't defeat the devil?
Okay, so let me explain it. So you have free will, right?
No.
And here's where it gets complicated, because if you indulge in sinful things, right, then they say you open the door for demonic spirits. You open the door for demons coming in your life that actually make these, they call strongholds, stronger. So it pulls you down away from the Holy Spirit more and more every day. It makes it even harder for you. Sometimes we leave those cracks open. Sometimes we don't pray. Sometimes we indulge in things that we shouldn't, even if we think they're very small. So I can't really say that I completely eradicated all of my sins as much possible. And then to like really, cause I'm still struggling. So for me personally, you know what I mean? Until I can like really cleanse myself and really get rid of those things, that it would be easier to have what you call it, free will. But I think we all have just free will. It's just,
but you don't have a free will. Let me ask this. Do you believe that human beings, so you got this idea that you have a free will from the church that you went to?
From just the Bible, period, all churches. So basically,
there's nowhere in the Bible where it says you have a free will.
But look, if we didn't have free will, the whole world, there would be no crime. There would be no nothing. It would just be where Adam and Eve left off.
You said if you didn't have a free will, if you did?
If we didn't.
That would be what?
The whole world would just be like how Adam and Eve started. It would be no fallen angel, no devil, no, it would be no Satan either. Because Satan,
you said that if you did not have a free will, there would be no hell on earth.
There'll be nothing. Yeah, nothing demonic, nothing evil, no hell on earth, no Satan, no nothing.
So you think the reason we have all the hell on earth now because people have a free will? That doesn't make sense.
Yep.
But that doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah.
Why would somebody will themselves to live in hell?
So we have, so the power of free will and having free will gives you the opportunity to choose. That is the ability to choose and have options.
You have never made a choice in your life either.
Huh?
You have never made a choice in your life.
I made a lot of choices.
What?
I made a lot of choices, a lot of bad ones, but I made a lot of choices in my life. A lot of bad ones, that's for damn sure.
So if you were making choices, why would you make bad choices?
They feel better.
I'm
bad
sorry?
Bad choices sometimes feel good. That's what sin is. And it's discipline against the flesh. We got to try to get away from it. But it's like the devil knows what we like, man. And it's just... that's just how it works. I don't know.
Oh, this is why I want to ask it. I want to move on. You said that the flesh, something about the flesh. What did you say about the flesh?
The flesh has strongholds, demonic
strongholds.
So
you say this flesh has control over you?
Yeah, without the Holy Spirit, hell yeah.
And
hell
so yeah. What controls the flesh? Because the flesh is the body, right?
Yeah.
So the body is just a piece of dirt. How does it have power?
It's sin.
What?
The flesh is sin. Like you're literally born into sin, right? So if you think of Jesus Christ wasn't born into sin because Virgin Mary was a virgin when she was pregnant. She didn't have sex with anybody. So he came into this world through her in order to be born without sin.
And how were you born into sin? How were you born into sin? You were born into sin?
Yeah. According to the Bible, yeah. Born into sin.
And so were you born into sin?
Yeah, just like you.
And how were you born into sin?
I honestly don't know all of that. Like I know that like our parents have to go to our parents and, you know, I can't really describe it 100%. Like if they're not married and they have sex, they had me or they sin in their life. You know, I think it works like that. Like if they sin in their life, and I know they sin in their life, they made bad choices, they've committed sins already. So basically like every person in this world that has committed a sin and has a child, that child born in sin automatically. I think that's how it works. But that's only what I can explain.
Why have you accepted the idea that you were born in sin, but you don't know what it means?
No, I need to learn more. I need to read the Bible more. I only know a fraction of the Bible. But, I haven't even read the whole Bible.
But so why have you accepted the idea that you were born in sin and you even said, but you don't even know what it means?
Well, life choices, experiences. You know what I mean? Like, my experiences and things in my life, my own personal life, is my confirmation. You know what I mean? Like, there's things in the Bible that all of us know. Even we haven't even read the Bible, right? Like, it's just a factual thing, right? Like, we just know about, like, thou shalt not kill. We know that's in the Bible. We never read it probably with our own eyes, but we know it's there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like that. Or, you know, you watch the past, like Geno Jennings is somebody I like watching too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of us are programmed to learn the Bible and understand it without having to read all of it. But I think it's important.
I know, but why have you accepted the idea and you repeat it, whether it's true or not?
Okay.
Why have you accepted the idea that you were born in sin, but you don't understand it? You don't have no idea what it means, but you believe it as though you understand what it means.
So if I'm going to be 100% honest with you, just being honest, hell.
What?
The fear of hell. The fear of hell.
You fear hell? That,
absolutely.
And why do you fear hell?
The way they describe hell, burning for eternity, the fire and brimstone, you can never get out. Oh, grinding of teeth. Oh, God. Like, honestly, I think that's everybody's fear, man. Like, that's my worst fear is to go to hell.
And,
you know what I mean? And, yeah.
So your fear is to go to hell. Where's hell?
Where's hell? You know what I believe? I believe that there's other dimensions. And I think that there may be only two, heaven and hell. That's what I personally believe, right? There's a lot of stuff that I dig into. Like, me and my fans talk about this all the time. Like, it'll drive you crazy. There's a lot of stuff that I believe that isn't taught to us and that they lie about so much. They lie about so much, man. It's just insane. But I honestly do. I think there's other dimensions. And I think that you leave here.
And so where is hell?
Another dimension.
Where is that?
A spiritual place.
Where is that?
It's here. But it's like, you ever seen one of those movies where like a dimension is within this presence, but you can't see it. Like, you're like, it's there, but it's not there. It's hard to explain because you're in your body, right? You're in your flesh. So you can't see these things until you're out of your flesh. I think it's kind of like that. Like, once you're out of your flesh, your spirit goes somewhere else that your physical body can't go to. Like, it exists. Cause think about it. Like, there's no way I believe that when you die, nothing happens. Just nothing. Because that doesn't even make sense why you're even here, why you're born in the first place. Like, it can't just be nothing. That don't even make no sense.
Would you be surprised to know that you're already in hell?
This is a version of hell, but the way they describe it in the Bible ain't no comparison.
Yes, there
That's
is.
Like,
you're already experiencing that comparison already.
Nah. Fire and brimstone and burning for eternity.
Yeah, you already burned. You already on fire. You already experience brimstone right now in your life.
What mentally, right?
Yep.
Like all of us feel mentally, it's torment. You know what I mean? Like having to worry about dying every day. Having to worry about getting up every day. Having to work every day. Having to pay your taxes. Having to pay your bills. Having to do this and then do this, all these things. Like, yeah, man, like, that stuff is terrible.
So why don't you wheel yourself out of that hell that you're living in right now? With your free will, why don't you lose your little free will and wheel yourself and wheel yourself out of the torment of hell that you're living in right now?
It's every day. Every day I get up, I don't know if you know, I'm about to tell you, every day I do like probably like 12 to 15 people's jobs all by myself. I make my music videos by myself. I make my beats by myself, record myself. I rap on there myself, write my own lyrics, mix and master my music, color grade my footage. I literally do all of my artwork, social media posts. I do everything while battling cancer, right? That is my way of fighting to get out of hell, right?
But that ain't gonna work. That's not gonna get you out of hell.
Well, shoot. I mean, that gotta work. You know what I mean? I gotta get in a better place.
And you're right that you need to work and make money, earn a living to function on earth. But that's not going to get you out of the hell that you're in right now.
That's not going to get you out of hell.
It's not going to get you out of hell at all. No one. Isn't that amazing?
What? You said what? Well, I'm in a twilight zone right now, man.
What do you mean?
I'm in a twilight zone. Am I wait a minute? You psyching me out. Am I in hell right now, bro? Like, what's going on? Oh, man.
It's funny how you're afraid of going to hell and you're already in hell.
Nah, it's not the same.
Yes, it is.
Because there's no fire.
There's one difference. While you're alive, you have a chance to come out of hell. But once you drop your body in hell, you can't come out. You're stuck. But while you're alive, you can come out of hell and have paradise on earth.
So you're basically saying we're bound to go to hell, no matter what?
You know what I'm saying? You're already in hell, but you're not bound to go to hell unless you don't overcome the hell that you're in before you die.
Interesting. Because you can't do it without Jesus, though.
To what?
You can't do it without Jesus. You can't escape hell without Jesus Christ.
What do you mean by that?
If you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can't leave.
But haven't you already accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Absolutely.
But you're still in hell.
Got to stop sinning.
Why didn't Jesus save you from your hell? You accepted him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why didn't Jesus save you from your hell? You accepted him.
It's, you know, I don't know the exact words, and I wish I did, but because I got up on this the other day. They said, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the only way to enter into heaven. But people who are accepted don't willfully sin, meaning they don't.
That's not in the Bible either. It doesn't say you don't willfully sin. That's not in the Bible. That's another made up lie.
No. Yeah, you just don't. Basically, you change your ways, right?
You can't change your ways.
Hmm?
You can't change your ways.
There's people who have.
No. There's not one person changed their way.
That's scary. That's messed up. I would like to believe that. You know what I mean?
Why
would
you want to believe a lie?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you believe in Jesus?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
You're atheist?
No. I believe in God.
But Jesus is God.
I'm sorry?
Jesus is God.
Where you get that from?
The Bible.
In the Bible, does Jesus say he's God?
Yeah.
Where in the Bible does Jesus say he's God?
I don't know all of them. I know one part he said that, you know, the only way to the Father is through me.
Through the
he
Son.
Said, he said, I am my Father. Like, what? Stuff like that.
He never said, I am my Father. He said, my Father and I are one. But he never said he was his Father.
And in the way he came down, too, as well, like, without sin. Because God isn't sin either. You know what I mean? So,
but he never said he was God. That's another thing you believe that's not true. This is why you're still in your hell.
Some people believe that Jesus is just the Son of God. Some people believe that Jesus is God.
Jesus even said that you were his brother. And so if Jesus called you his brother, how can he be God? He would have just said, you're my son.
I didn't hear that part.
He said that everything his Father owned, you own it too. You're his inheritance. He didn't say everything I own. He said everything my Father owned. You own it too.
Well, I'm going to backtrack and I'm going to say, I say to my fans, I didn't go through the Bible, the whole Bible.
Me either. Thank God.
I did not.
If you had gone through the whole Bible, you would really be screwed up.
This is for you know, Bryce and Gray and everybody else who, you know what I mean? The, like, they study the Bible 100%.
Are
like,
they crazy you know I mean? they as a Beelzebub?
Huh?
And they are crazy as a Beelzebub. Let me do this because of time. Do you want to come out of your hell while you live?
Hell yeah. Everything I'm going through in my life, hell yeah. Absolutely.
You can come out of your hell right now, just like that, if you want to. You want out?
To be honest, I'm going to be real with you. If I didn't have the beliefs that I had, and if I didn't, like, if I didn't even have the thought to even want to even indulge in any of that stuff, I think I may be in a worse position, or I would be somebody that I wouldn't want to be. Because of that, those beliefs, it stops me from doing a lot of stuff that isn't good for me.
Do you want out of your hell right now?
Well, yeah.
Go and forgive your mother for turning you away from your father. She couldn't help herself. She hates your father. And as a result, she turned you away from him. And if you don't return to your earthly father, you're never going to return to God. No one gets through the father, the spiritual father, unless they go through the son. And all men represent sons of God. Even the weak men, they just been turned away from God, but they're still sons of God. And if you don't forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother, you're going to die in hell.
I don't understand that concept.
Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
There's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to forgive with my mom. Like, yeah. My mom's the best, man.
Why haven't you forgiven your father?
My dad on the head. Yeah, me and him be beefing sometime. Man, cat.
I'm sorry?
Me and my dad kind of get along. We kind of don't sometimes, but yeah.
Why haven't you forgiven your father? You're supposed to be a Christian.
I forgive my family for anything they've ever done to me.
Why haven't you forgiven your father?
I have, but my dad never did anything.
You said you and your father will get along.
Sometimes.
Why haven't you forgiven him then? Have you told him you've forgiven him?
If he did something, like, I don't think my dad's ever done something to me to make me feel like I don't forgive him.
Have you told your father you forgive him?
If there's anything that he's done, then yeah, we've had those conversations before.
Have you gone to your father and apologized for resenting him, being angry at him at times?
I don't know. I just brush it off. If there is anything, I just brush it off.
Like, have you gone to your father and apologized for getting angry at him at times?
I have before, yeah.
Have you gone to your father and admitted that you were wrong for being angry at him at times, for judging him?
I can't say that because my dad be tripping. Like, he be tripping.
What does your father tripping have to do with you? What does that have to do with you forgiving him?
Yeah, true. Like,
no, that was a question. Like, yeah. That was a question. What does you forgiving your father have to do with him tripping?
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. Like, my own actions are my own actions. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be able to have, like, self-control over anger, or how I respond and react to things.
But so, you, like, don't have self-control over anger. Anger controls you.
Yeah, which is not good.
Right.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Give me the shirt. Come on. I ain't the children of the lot. Let's go. Come on. One shirt.
Jesse!
What in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing.
And where did your anger come from?
Bullying.
What?
Getting bullied.
No, your anger came from your mother. When she imposed her will on you, when she played victim, when she made you think your father was the bad guy, you became angry as a kid and identified with her. And now you see your father the way your mother see your father. You don't see your father through your own eyes. You see your father through your mother's eyes because you have identified with your mother, not with your father. Your father, your mother. I'm sorry?
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, that's exactly. You see your you're yearning for your father, but because you've identified with your mother, you have your mother's mentality and emotions, and you're judging your father in the same way your mother judged him. And until you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, and forgive your father for turning you away, for not protecting you, he doesn't know how to deal with your mother because your mother is his mother. He married the woman he hates. He married a woman just like his mother, and he became the boy, and she became the mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah, they never got along.
He hates her, and she hates him.
I don't know how you know some of these things, but yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, what?
Because my family, like my mom, my dad, like they never got along, man.
Right.
But they
and that's why your mother turned you away from your father. She hate him, and she turned the children away from him by playing victim. And as a kid, you couldn't help it. You didn't know. So you became angry and identified with her. But your mother has played a game on you. And it's not her, but it's the hell that's in her. And I would, because you, I guess you're sick or something, I would highly recommend you face your mother once you see that and forgive her, and God will forgive you, and he will change your mindset from that of the female, which is evil, to that of the father, which is good.
Interesting. Well, they still together, though.
I mean, I know, but they still hate each other.
I think, you know, I don't know. Like, my mom and my dad love each other, but my mom deals with my dad. Yeah. Everybody deals with my dad.
Your mother is your father's problem. He doesn't know how to deal with her because she's just like his mother. And he can't deal with her. He doesn't know how to deal with the hell that's in her. Just like you don't know how to deal with the hell that's in your mother. You're afraid to really deal with your mother because you resent her. And because you won't admit it to yourself, you can't go free so you could overcome her.
I don't resent my mom.
Your mother.
At all.
Well, why don't you go and forgive her for turning you away from your father?
She never did. She never done anything like that.
Have your mother done anything wrong that you resented or you wish she didn't do or stopped doing? Do you ever get angry at her?
Mm-mm.
She was perfect?
To me, yeah. My mom's like the best.
Is she perfect?
Never did drugs, never got high, never.
Is she perfect?
To me, yeah.
Your mother's perfect.
Not in God's eyes. I mean, because we sin, right?
Why is she perfect in your eyes, but not in God's eyes?
Because she cursed still. There's things that.
Because she what?
I different. Like, for instance, like just.
You said because she cursed?
Like, yeah. Like, we're not supposed to curse, right? So, because she cursed, you know, to me, I'm in my flesh just like her. So, to me, I'm like, whatever. I still curse too. Like, I'm not going to judge her like that or be like, oh, you're a pile of sin. I'm going to send you to hell. Like, you know what I mean? But
so you curse like your mama?
Huh?
You curse like your mama does?
Yeah, I curse sometimes, yeah.
How did you become like her?
I think, man, like, the people who influenced me in my life was like Tupac, Dr. Dre. You know what I mean?
No, like, but how did you become like your mother?
My mama raised me.
Do you like being like your mother?
I don't know. I was like being like myself.
Do you like being like your mother?
Yeah, I think my mom's a really good person.
Do you like being like your mother?
Yeah, I mean, as a man, though, not as my mom. Like, my mom's a woman. I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? Right. I pick up the good qualities from my mom.
So let me ask you this, other than cursing, your mother never done anything that would sometimes you wish she didn't do or she would stop doing. Your mother, absolutely perfect.
I don't know, man. Like, there's not anything that my mom did to make me look at her different and be like, oh, no, I don't forgive you for that. You know,
your mother turned you away from your father, but do what you want with it. I don't want to convince you. I'm trying to help you overcome her by forgiving her for those little things because she couldn't help herself. Just like no one can until they overcome this, but she couldn't help herself. And then you forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He can't deal with it either. She's held to pay. Have you ever asked your father why he resents your mother so much?
No.
Why not?
It's because, oh, my dad don't watch this interview. I hope you don't watch this interview. Because I have to be honest, right? Like, damn. I think my dad knows that he has mental issues. My dad has mental issues. My dad was kidnapped as a kid, and he doesn't know who his parents are. He doesn't know who his family is, and his family won't tell him, and they're not related to him, and they're keeping secrets. So I don't know who my grandparents are. I don't know who my family is. I just know that's my dad, but he doesn't know his family at all. Like, I think he got kidnapped out of a hospital, and then they screwed his name up on a birth certificate. There's a whole big ordeal. So I don't, my dad told me some weird stuff that happened to him as a kid. And I think that messed my dad up pretty bad. So like he's kind of like, he's not all the way there.
And so have you ever asked him why he resent your mother so much?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I the reason why I didn't is because I just kind of assumed that he just has issues. I don't know. Like,
all your ideas about your father came from your mother. You don't know your father for yourself. You only know him through your mother's eyes. You love God?
Absolutely.
How can you love God, of whom you never see, but resent your father, who you see all the time?
Because, man, like, you know, my dad's in the physical, you know, he's here. You know, there's things I experienced that, of course, I did not like from my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things I just like, oh, hell no. Like, you tripping. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love my dad, man, because I'm the only dad I got.
How can you love him and you have not forgiven him? You don't love your father. You have not forgiven him. How can God forgive you when you have not forgiven your father? He said, God, that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. You got to forgive your mother and your father. You haven't done any of those things. But yet you accepted Jesus.
I don't know that, because, you know, when it comes to forgiving, like, to me, when you don't forgive somebody is when you hold resentment and you really hate them. But I don't. Right? Like, I don't, like, if somebody came here right now and they were like, we're going to kill you and your family. I'm going to go in there and get my AR-15 and I'm laying shit out, like, straight up for my family.
What is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is not holding resentment, not holding hate. You hold no record. You hold no record of their past. You know, you forgive them for their actions. You're no longer hurt either. You're no longer hurting yourself, you know what I mean, for whatever that person did.
But you're doing all those things.
How?
In your imagination and emotions, you have, because you haven't gone, and that's not forgiveness, by the way. Forgiveness and confessing your sin is when you can see that you have this anger, and when you see that it's wrong, because not only is it keeping you away from perfect peace, it's wrong for judging anyone else. And then you go and apologize for being angry. Anger is hatred. Hatred is judgment. And judgment is playing God. And you haven't forgiven, so you're still holding on to the anger because you haven't seen for yourself that you're wrong for being angry. It separates you from God. Anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil, pretending to be of God. Anger is evil. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, anger was recognized for what it was for. It's hatred. Anyone that has hatred play God. They judge themselves. They judge others. They think they make decisions. They think they know what they want because they're playing God. And as long as you play God, you will never know God. You'll know about him. You have ideas in your imagination about him, but ideas about God is not knowing God. It's just an idea.
I mean, in an earthly sense, yeah. They say you got to have faith.
You must be born again. Yeah. And I know that you said you were sick. If you go really, and don't do this just because I said it, you need to see it for yourself. And I want to encourage you, I have a silent prayer up there. I want you to, instead of doing your little hooping and hollering and praying and begging, which is not working, I want you to be still and know God. I want you to start, I recommend you start living from within instead of without. This is you. This is your imagination. When your mother turned you away from your father and stole your innocence, destroyed your innocence, you escaped into your imagination, which is pure hell. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You escaped into the darkness of your imagination. And God said to bring every thought into captivity, but you're living in them. But when you can see this anger and know that you do resent your mother and your father and go and forgive them, I'm sorry for resenting you. God is going to bring you out of the darkness of your imagination because all thoughts are evil. They're pure evil. They're not of God and they're not of you. And he's going to bring you out of the darkness of imagination by the light, and he's going to destroy the devil, and you will have a clear mind and become a free man. But until you do that, mm-hmm. all you have are words.
That's interesting. That's very hidden from me, I would say, because... Yes.
And the devil really is controlling your flesh. Your flesh don't have any power. It's just flesh. The devil is living in your flesh of your imagination and your emotions, which are not your own. It's of the devil. Those that feel good are evil. Those that feel bad are evil. They're none of them are you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. They're all evil, but you identify with them, calling them you, and you got to die from all of the identities you have picked up. You're not your thoughts and stuff, man. You identify with the devil. You should have no identity at all. Then the real you will appear. When false identities disappear, the real you will appear. And you have no idea who that is at this point. You have forgotten who you are when your mother traumatized you.
But it wasn't my mom that taught me those things necessarily.
Taught you what thing? She didn't have to teach you that her spirit taught. You identify with her spirit, and you became like her. She didn't have to say a word about your father, but you can tell she didn't like him.
Yeah. That's it. It was never, ever, 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 ever told to me in this format, this is the very first time.
It was spirit to spirit. Your mother hates your father, and she didn't want the children. And it's not your mother, but it's the hell that's in her, because she resent her mother, and her mother resent her mother. And the hell comes through the woman. Women don't have love, they only have hell. And the hell comes through them. Ever since Adam and Eve, when Eve listened to the serpent became the woman's God. And when Adam listened to the woman became the man's God. But Christ came and reversed all of that. You're not going to know that until you forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And father, I'm sorry for resenting you for not protecting me from her. I understand. And God will forgive you, and healing is possible too in you. But you're not going to be healed in your hell. Yeah, you can hang that up.
That would require me to erase everything that I know, and doing that and then not believe that God would say, I never knew you when I passed away. When I passed away, Jesus, I never knew you. You didn't build a relationship with me. You didn't accept me as your Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? So for anybody to let go of how the Bible works and how you get to heaven, is a.
That's it's like all almost, in your intellect, and your intellect is evil. It's just like a secular learning. You have learned intellectually, and it's stuck in your head, and the devil using that against you to make you think you know God. You know about God, that's just intellectual, but it's not doing you any good at all.
Yeah, though that teaching requires to not fear.
I'm sorry? At all.
Your understanding of it and your teaching of it will require no fear of hell.
You know, no, right? Once you understand, hell will disappear because you're already in hell. You're in hell right now, but the hell is in you, in your imagination and emotions. Once you forgive, the imagination, which is evil, which is hell, would be taken away from you because it's all spirits, the spirit of evil and all his little demons. And once you forgive, the demons will have to depart from you and go live in somewhere else, and you will have paradise on earth rather than hell on earth. That's everybody around you will be crazy, but you'll be free.
That's crazy. Oh, man. If I have my cousin watch this interview, she going to flip. She going to lose her mind. She going to be like, what the hell?
And you know why? Because she's not ready for the truth. She loves her hell over heaven. And she's calling her hell heaven.
Oh, my goodness. So, but earlier you said you don't believe in Jesus, right?
I believe in God. I know God, and I know that Jesus is my brother. I know that God sent him so that he that believes the truth that come to God through Jesus will also believe in God. And Jesus said over and over again, it's not me, it's my Father that's in me. It's my Father who gives me an instruction to give you. It's my Father who sent me. My Father's working through me. He never said he was working through him. He never said the truth was his own. He always said it was my Father. But the intellectual Christian called Jesus God. That's why they got him way out there where they can't even touch him. Because they have made him into a god, and that's what the intellect does. That's the game that Satan play on the intellectual. Jesus never said he was God. And he said, everything I own, you own it. You are my inheritance. You are my brother.
He was healing people, though. People would touch his cloth and become healed. Like,
he
that's
never
like
healed. He never healed, but the spirit of the Father is in him healed. He didn't do anything about it. It was in him, as it is in you, when you overcome your imagination.
That's deep, man. That's very deep. I understand, and I, even in that perspective, to me, makes sense too.
And you know why it makes sense right now?
Why?
God is allowing you to see it. I can't make you see that. No human being can make you see the truth. You can't even make yourself see the truth. You have to welcome the truth. You have to want it. And it will reveal itself. And God is letting you see that. That makes sense.
I think Geno Jennings, if he was in this topic with you, you wouldn't be able to. He would stomp you. I'm going to be honest with you. He would stomp you pretty bad. Because he's more knowledgeable than I am. Like, I'm not.
What does Geno Jennings or Jesse Peterson have to do with you knowing the truth? The truth is, if he was in the truth, he would be about stomping anyone because he will understand why people can't see. And once you can see, you don't want to stomp anyone. You want to point them back to the Father. You're not in competition with anybody because the darkness has no, the light has no relationship with the darkness at all. So why would you want to stomp someone? Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They can't see.
I don't know. I never heard that perspective before. I've heard it way different.
I understand. Way different. That's why you're suffering. You've heard it intellectually, but not spiritually.
Yeah, man. Like if you know, my way of understanding is if you keep committing sins, if you don't stop, you're going to hell. Number one. Like
sin is of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. And when you sin in the heart. And your heart is sinful because you have not forgiven. And once you forgive, God will forgive you and give you a brand new heart, which is of him. You will have love in your heart instead of anger. There will be no anger because anger is of the devil. And so all the little other things you've been doing are vices. They're not sin. They are vices you picked up as a result to try to make yourself feel better because you're worshiping the devil and not God. But you changed the heart by forgiving your mother and returning to your father by forgiving him. Your heart will change, which would be of God's heart, and that's where the power is in, the love. It's in the heart.
Yeah, I truly believe it's in the heart, but like that doesn't really have anything to do with Jesus to me, though.
Why not? Jesus says salvation is of the heart. What do you mean?
If I forgive my mother and my father, that has nothing to do with Jesus, according to how they describe.
Did Jesus not say that salvation is of the heart?
Through him, by him.
Did Jesus not say that salvation is of the heart?
Yeah, it's of the heart.
What are you saying? That's what he said. Why don't you believe that?
I don't know, man. Like, it's like, I can't, like, understand that concept of just, I don't even understand that. Forgiving my mother and my father, and then I'm good when I die. Like, I don't know if I can believe that.
When you forgive your parents and God forgive, and you forgive them by realizing that the things you've done, you couldn't help yourself. Something else was driving you. The things you think about, the things you've done, and those things that you have done, and you say, wow, I can't believe I did that. I would never do that again. And you end up doing it again. Because something else has made a home in you, and it's been driving you, not you. And then if you understand that about yourself, it's going to cause you to understand that about your mother and your father and every human being on earth, and you will forgive them, realize, wow, I'm wrong for being angry at them. They can't help themselves. I can't help myself. You will forgive them, and then God will forgive you and change your heart. And he will bring you out of the darkness, and the darkness will shine on the light. It makes you free, and then the possibility of your physical healing is possible too. But in your darkness, you're not going to be healed.
I have more anger and resentment and damn near hatred towards my enemies, ex-girlfriends, wholeheartedly.
Right.
More than my.
No, like, you're not going to be able to love nobody until you forgive your parent. When you forgive your parent, you're going to love your enemy. Just simply mean you're not going to be angry at your enemy. You won't hate your enemy. But you, and that's what God said. We should even love our enemy. You and I and no one else has a right to be angry at anyone. You don't have a right to do that. And there's not one thing that can happen to you in your life that gives you the right to be angry. Because when you're angry, you're judging. When you're judging, you're playing God, and you're separated from God. So that's why another reason you're suffering in your hell. Those people who have done you wrong, they couldn't help it. The same hell that's driving you is driving them. They can't help it.
I see what you're talking about. So, okay. So just get reverse and getting everything together. Your understanding that forgiving your mother and your father will be the power to defeat sin.
No, forgiving your parents is admitting your sin. I'm wrong for being angry. I have this anger in my heart. I'm wrong. I've been playing God. I have no right to be angry at you or anyone else because I can't help myself. And God will forgive you, and then he will destroy your ego nature. That abnormal nature that you went into to survive when your mother traumatized you, and he would destroy all your illusion about yourself and about life and about him and about the truth and about Jesus and all that stuff. Because all those are false identities that you have identified and call them you by making yourself believe that. And it wasn't you, but the hell in you. So here's what I recommend. I can't talk no more. I gotta go.
Yeah, you're good. Interesting, man. That's the first time I've ever heard this in my whole life. That's crazy.
But yet, some of it makes sense. Am I right?
Yeah, it makes sense in a way of like, you know, like in an earthly, physical, like mental, like, you know what I mean? Like to clear the mental and to get yourself right in that sense and whatever that leads.
Isn't it interesting that you have difficulty seeing that you're wrong for being angry at your parents? God said to honor your parents, right? And all that that means is don't hate them. They couldn't help themselves. Don't be angry. They couldn't help it. The same spirit driving you, it came from them. And just as you can't help yourself, it doesn't mean you got to take care of them. It doesn't mean you're obligated to them. It just means don't resent them. They couldn't help themselves. And everyone who was born of the woman must be born again of the Father, of the Spirit of the Father. Every human being, there's not one. If you want freedom, if you want perfect peace, you must be born of the Father. But you're still born of the woman. What the?
That's crazy, man.
So listen, go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer and give it a... Do your little hoover to holler, please, Lord, save me. Left my mama, left my dad. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Heal me, Lord. Blah, blah, blah. Do your little prayer. And then be still and know God.
I'm going to do that, man.
All right? And if you have any questions, feel free to call me. My number there is there.
And where do I go?
Rebuildingaman.com/prayer.
All right?
So I got to put you on the hot seat before we end.
All right.
Amazing. We didn't talk about any of your music. But anyway, I got to put you on the hot seat, so I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay.
The hot seat.
What is love?
Love is forgiveness. Love is loyalty. Love holds no wrong. Love holds no record, I meant to say.
But you hold it wrong against everybody.
Or holds no record. Like,
and you know have records of it. You remember what everybody done to you that's wrong. You hate... But do you believe in Jesus? But anyway, have you ever been a slut maker?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever been a slut maker?
What is that?
A slut maker?
I don't know what that is.
What you don't know what is?
What's a slut maker?
Okay, so have you never been one?
Nah.
So listen, Drake or Kanye West?
Damn it, Kanye.
Is Jesus God or the Son of God?
I believe he's God.
Do we need more white? Do we need more white babies?
I can't answer that.
Should a man ever, ever, ever tell a woman his problems?
No.
What?
Nope.
Is our borders under invasion?
Yep.
Does a chicken have lips?
Nope.
Is the earth flat or round?
Flat. I'm a flat person. I think I'm a flat person. There's a dome over us, and we can't go penetrate the dome. I have a whole lot of explanation on that, but I know we don't have enough time, but yeah.
Did Big Mama Michelle Obama eat up all the ribs?
Probably, yeah. He or she.
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
No.
True or false? If you can, huh? You can hear.
Yeah. What?
True or false? If you can, huh? You can hear.
Yeah. No. Wait a minute. That's confusing. No, I guess. You can, huh? You can hear. That doesn't make any sense.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the hot seat, man. I appreciate that. Tell the folks how to get your music and whatever else you want to promote.
LowsAlexander.com. I have a new merch store and it supports my blood cancer. And you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Just Lowes Alexander, search me up. And yeah.
Amazing. Thank you again for coming on. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, check out our merch, and go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, donate, and check out local and all that. Let us hear from you. Thank you again for tuning in. And thank you, man, for coming on. That was fun.
It was real fun. I appreciate that. I learned a lot of new stuff. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care now.
All right, you too.
All right. Amazing.